Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 16th Chapter, Text 48. Jang Boi, translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, it is after your endeavor that Lord Brahma, Indra, and the other directors of the cosmic manifestation become occupied with their activities. It is after you perceive the material energy, my Lord, that the senses begin to perceive. The Supreme Personality of Godhead holds all the universes on their heads like seeds of mustard. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, that Supreme Personality who has thousands of hoods. This verse doesn't have any purport, so I'll just read through the next couple of verses and then come to the purport and have a little discussion on that. 49. Sri Shuka Ubacha Chongstuto Bhagavan Evam Anantastam Abhashate Abhashata Vidyadharo Poting Pritas Chitra Ketum Kurudvaha. Shukadev Goswami continued, the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Anantadev, being very much pleased with the prayers offered by Chitraketu, the king of the Vidyadharas, replied to him as follows, O best of the Kuru dynasty, Maharaj Parikshit. Shri Bhagavan Ubacha, Jan Narodangirobhante Bhavitam Me Anushasanam Shamshiddho Oshi Taya Rajan Vidaya Darshanachya Me. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Anantadev replied as follows, O King, as a result of your behaving having accepted the instructions spoken about me by the great sages Narada and Angira, you have become completely aware of transcendental knowledge. Because you are now educated in the spiritual science, you have seen me face to face. Therefore, you are now completely perfect. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, the perfection of life is to be spiritually educated and to understand the existence of the Lord and how He creates, maintains, and annihilates the cosmic manifestation. When one is perfect in knowledge, he can develop his love for Godhead through the association of such perfect persons as Narada and Angira and the members of their disciplic succession. Then one is able to see the unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Although the Lord is unlimited, by His causeless mercy, He becomes visible to the devotee who has been able to see Him. In our present position of conditioned life, we cannot see or understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ato Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhave Grajham Indriyoi Shevan Mukhehi Jivhado Swayam Eva Surat Tadaha. No one can understand the transcendental nature of the name, form, quality and pastimes of Shri Krishna, though his materially through his materially contaminated senses. Only when one becomes spiritually saturated by transcendental service to the Lord are the transcendental name, form, quality and pastimes of the Lord revealed to him. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. If one takes to spiritual life under the direction of Narad Muni or his representative and thus engages himself in the service of the Lord, he qualifies himself to see the Lord face to face. The Brahma Samhita states, Premanjana Churito Bhakti Vilochanena Shanto Shadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Jam Swam Sundaram Achinta Guna Swarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotees whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Sham Sundar, situated within the heart of the devotees. One must follow the instructions of the spiritual master. Thus one becomes qualified and later sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead as evinced by Maharaj Parikshit. Jan Narodangiro Bhante ব্যর্হিতং মে অনুশাসনম সংসিদ্ধ অসি তয়া রাজন বিদ্যয়া দর্শনাচ্ছ মে। The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Anantadev, replied as follows, O King, as a result of your having accepted the instructions spoken about me by the great sages Narad and Angira, you have become completely aware of transcendental knowledge. Because you are now educated in the spiritual science, you have seen me face to face. Therefore, you are now completely perfect. So this is the process of spiritual elevation. We simply have to get the instructions from a bona fide spiritual master, a bona fide devotee of the Lord, and then act accordingly. And when we do that, when we act according to the instructions of a bona fide spiritual master, then in due course of time we perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not a fiction or it is no imagination, but it's a fact. And Srimad Bhagavatam is full of such narrations. When you read Srimad Bhagavatam, we see that how it is possible for a living entity to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. And here is the example. King Chitraketu, accepting the instructions of Narad Muni and Angira Rishi, when he practiced the process, in due course of time, he perceived Anantadev. Anantadev appeared to him, and later on we'll see that how the Lord will instruct him. So if it is possible for Chitraketu, it is possible for us also. The only thing is, the only requirement is that we have to come across a pure devotee like Narad Muni, and we have to act according to his instructions. Pure devotee like Narad Muni actually means a devotee who is actually transmitting the instructions of Narad Muni and the previous Acharya. The qualification of a pure devotee is that he simply offers the instructions of the previous Acharyas without any deviation, without any modification, or without any alteration. I won't say modification, but alteration. So that is the only qualification of a pure devotee. Pure devotional service is not actually dependent on any material criterion or consideration. It is not that in order to be a pure devotee you have to look in a certain way, or you have to speak in a certain way, or so and so forth. All these external material things have nothing to do with pure devotional service. Anybody can become a pure devotee. What to talk about the human beings, even the animals, the birds, the trees and plants can become pure devotees. As a matter of fact, Brahma is in Vrindavan as a creeper. Our original Acharya is actually residing in Vrindavan as a plant, as a creeper. That's what he desired. And my Lord, let me become a creeper in Vrindavan. And accordingly the Lord fulfilled his desire. So anybody can become a pure devotee, provided he purifies his heart of all material contaminations. Actually our hearts are filled with all kinds of material dirt, all kinds of garbage. And that garbage is actually the desire for enjoyment. Desire to enjoy without Krishna. Actually, the desire for enjoyment is very natural. Everybody wants to enjoy. And it's natural that everybody desires to enjoy. Because in our constitutional position, we all are anandamaya. We all are blissful. We all are joyful. So naturally, we would want to become joyful. But the problem begins when we want to enjoy without Krishna. When we want to enjoy without Krishna actually means when we want to enjoy becoming a master instead of a servant. Our constitutional position is that we all are servants of Krishna. Jiver Sharup Hai, Krishner Nikto Dash. We all are servants of Krishna. But when we forget that original identity and we want to become a master instead of a servant, then we lose our constitutional position. We lose our real identity and we become covered by a false identity. False identity or the false ego is that I am the Lord and Master. And from that develops all the desires for material enjoyment. But when we take to devotional service under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, then automatically this misconception is rectified. As soon as we begin to act under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, then immediately we are told or we realize that we are actually not the masters, but we are the servant of our spiritual master, we are the servant of the devotees of Krishna, and that's how we become the servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we do that, then we automatically become free from all material contaminations. We become free from material bondage. Bhiddate ridayo granthi chiddante sarva sanshaya. Bhiddate ridayo granthi. Granthi means a knot. Our heart has many, many knots. And by that knot, we are tied down to the material nature. And when we serve the Grantha Bhagavad by sincere, very hard. So when we become earnestly devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we begin to render devotional service unto Him, then as a result of that service, there is anartha nivritti. Our material contaminations begin to wear off. And that is bhiddate ridayo granthi chiddante sarva sanshaya. Kiyante chasya karmani drishta evatma nishare. Bhiddate vidaya granthi. Then our heart becomes free from all these desires. Anybody can understand that all our material bondages are due to our very, very deep rooted desires. Those desires are summed up as kaam, lust. We have the desire to enjoy the material nature. And everyone is running after this material objects and possibilities of sense enjoyment and trying to derive some enjoyment out of that. But a devotee realizes that there is no enjoyment, and that's why he stops to run after sense enjoyment. It's very important that we realize that in order to become a devotee, we have to give up our sense enjoyment, material sense enjoyment. But does it mean that we give up our enjoyment, our desire for enjoyment altogether? No. In Krishna consciousness, we have enjoyment, but that enjoyment is Krishna conscious enjoyment or bona fide enjoyment. Like, what are the basic enjoyments of living entities? The first, the most important enjoyment is, I think, association. People like to meet with people. People like to be with people, those who are nice and good. So that is the basic desire for everyone. No one actually wants to be alone. There is a famous saying by Hemingway, and no man is an island. And it's actually very true. No man actually is alone. No man can be alone. Everybody wants to be with others. Everybody wants to be in the association of others. And in Krishna consciousness, we get that. Actually, in Krishna consciousness, we get the best possible association. Because it's the best people that become devotees of Krishna. Unless a person is very sincere, very honest, and very intelligent, he cannot become a devotee of Krishna. Krishna consciousness is meant for gentlemen. And all the devotees of Krishna are the real gentlemen. So, here we have the society or the association of the devotees who are actually the best people. Best of people in this not only in this world, not only in this nature, but in both the material and spiritual nature. Actually, in spiritual nature, the spiritual sky is full of devotees. In order to be in the spiritual sky, one has to become a devotee of the Lord. Everything in the spiritual sky is actually a devotee of the Lord. What to talk about the human beings, even the animals, the beasts and birds, the trees and plants, even the dust is a devotee. Speck of dust are also devotees. The water, the drops of water is also a devotee. So that is how the spiritual nature is. And that's why it is so wonderful to be in the spiritual sky, because in there we all become surrounded by the devotees. And in Krishna consciousness we have that. In this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, very wonderfully Prabhupada made the arrangement so that the devotees can associate with each other. That was the only objective why Prabhupada made this society. A league of devotees. That was the basis of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada first actually made a league of devotees in Jhansi. The association of devotees. A guild of devotees. So we have that. And then the next enjoyment is eating. And in Krishna consciousness, we have the best possible food stuff. That's the spiritual food.
So nicely cooked by the devotees, expert cooks, and then offered to the supreme enjoyer, Krishna. And then, after Krishna eats the prasadam, eats the offerings, then those offerings is blended with Krishna's nectar from Krishna's mouth. So that's why prasadam becomes so delicious. Not only is it cooked very expertly, but when it's offered to Krishna with love and devotion, then Krishna receives it, Krishna accepts it, Krishna eats it. And then he gives it back to us in the form of his prasad. And that prasad is actually blended with the nectar from Krishna's mouth. So who can have any better foodstuff? And Prabhupada once told me, to take care to see that the devotees get nice prasad. You told me once that these devotees have given up all endeavor for sense enjoyment. Their only sense enjoyment is taking prasad. So see that they get nice prasad. And then another form of enjoyment is singing. When people become joyful, they sing. As an expression of their inner joy is first in the form of singing, and then that joy becomes manifest through his body in the form of dancing. So we can see that Krishna consciousness is a society, ISKCON is a society where one can have the real enjoyment. The real enjoyment of association with the most elevated personalities of this world. Sometimes, of course, familiarity breeds contempt, and we think that devotees are not that great. But actually we have to understand that devotees are the most wonderful people on this planet. And if anybody develops a doubt about the association of devotees, then I would request them to leave the association and be with the karmis for a few hours or a few days without falling down. And then one will really understand how wonderful is the association of devotees. Anyway, I think one should be intelligent enough not to take that risk of associating with the karmis in order to realize the greatness of devotees' association. But intelligence is by which we can understand things without getting involved into it, or without grossly indulging in it. So we should always remember that how wonderful this association of devotees are, and we must take full advantage of it and become happy, truly happy in the association of devotees. And association of devotees actually means the association where Krishna, the glorification of Krishna is chanted and heard, Shravanam and Kirtanam. If we speak to each other about mundane things, then it is not actually the association of devotees. Association of devotees is talking about Krishna and hearing about Krishna. Machitta madgata prana bodhayantascha parasparam kathayantascha mang niktam tushanticha ramanticha. This word raman means enjoyment. And Krishna is telling the real enjoyment of a devotee is machitta madgata prana, the ones, those who have become, become my devotees, whose heart is simply filled with love for me. Machitta madgata prana, the people, those whose hearts are filled with love for me, bodhayantascha parasparam, they can understand me and they can understand each other. Bodhayantascha parasparam, kathayantascha mang nittam, they always discuss about me. And tushanticha ramanticha. And by doing that, they become satisfied and they become joyful. So we must try to give each other that kind of association. Always talking about Krishna, always being concerned how this society of Krishna consciousness can develop further and further, make newer and newer plans and try to push on this movement. And help each other if there is any problem, positively, not by losing heart or not by unnecessarily finding faults or criticizing each other. We must see the good, the devotee sees the good side of everybody. Devotee never finds faults. But devotee appreciates the good qualities of other devotees. So that is very important. Of course, in management sometimes one has to point out the defects. Because in a society, we have to be concerned about the welfare of other devotees. So when the junior devotees make some mistake, the senior devotees have to point out those mistakes. But that is not criticism. That is help. So let us take full advantage of this wonderful process of devotional service and take full advantage of this wonderful society of Krishna consciousness, the ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And let us all go back to Godhead. And in the process, let us make this earth planet into a spiritual planet. Miss? Well, try to practice it. Try to practice it. I mean, that's how it should be. Now, if somebody, if you are not doing it, then you not follow the process, then only we go wrong. If happen, then we have to understand that there is something wrong.